Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We come to you from BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida for our spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. By the way, speaking of the Phillies, Bryce Harper joins us on the Afternoon Show in a half an hour at 3:30. You can hear it then. But as is tradition, the Philadelphia Eagles, I remember the first time I visited Clearwater with Ike and Chris Carlin, and they started their show from Clearwater, and the Eagles had traded for Alshon Jeffrey. And as is tradition, the Philadelphia Eagles tend to break news while we are doing these shows. And today, Adam Schefter broke the news that Zach Bond will be staying with the Eagles on a three-year, $51 million contract with $34 million guaranteed. Joining us to break it all down is one Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how we doing, buddy?
What up? How you guys doing today?
Ah, a little more quiet.
Exciting day.
Yes, big day, big day. So, your thoughts on the Bond deal?
Yeah, so I think that the Eagles were always going to re-sign Zach Bond, as I've said when I've been on with you guys. They prioritized re-signing him, and I think it's really one key reason they prioritized re-signing him, because they had nobody to replace him. Like, we can talk about Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Mekhi Becton, and it'll be hard for the players they have on the roster to replace them. Like, those are big shoes to fill to an extent. But with Zach Bond, they had nobody. So Vic Fangio wanted him back. The Eagles needed him back. I think that while they don't do moves for the fans, I think they were aware of how popular Zach Bond was. And ultimately, Zach Bond wanted to be here. And when the Eagles want somebody, they pay them well. So I was always confident this wasn't going to hit free agency. And I'm not surprised it happened, but I think it was a good move.
Do you think you deserve credit for saying that it would happen before free agency? Now, it's hard to know whether you were using informed speculation, whether that was a report, whether it was an opinion. I've always known you as a man of integrity. Do you think you deserve credit for this one?
Yes, I do. And I was honest with you guys when I said I didn't think I deserve credit for the Brandon Graham thing, right? Like, that was just my opinion. This was always informed speculation. So I do believe I deserve credit for it.
Ike?
I agree.
Wow, Ike. Ike weighing in. You agree?
I do agree.
Even from a competitor for Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I really got no shot.
Well, you never know.
Well, to be fair, Ike, I don't have any shot either. So.
Well.
The poor me's.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Poor me's.
Exactly.
We'll give you credit for it. So let me ask you this, Elliot, now that we have you and there's nobody yelling at me at a tiki bar while we're able to talk to you, as was yesterday. The Eagles over the last 2 days have committed $70 million total in guaranteed money to a linebacker and a running back. The running back, by the way, coming off of a 507-touch season. This is not normal Eagles, you know, order of operations is big money to running back, big money to linebacker. Do you think this is a smart break from their history, or do you think this is a mistake?
So I don't think that the Saquon Barkley move was a smart move. I would not have given him that massive contract. So I think that I'm not a fan of. I think that was not a good move. The Zach Bond one, so if you look at it, I think it's reported at $36 million guaranteed.
$34 million guaranteed.
Okay, so I would guess that he probably has 2 years locked in, and we'll see about the third. So for me, the Zach Bond one, I think, is a smart move. Initially, when the numbers come out, of course, he's going to look like one of the top paid linebackers in the NFL. But I think ultimately you'll see it's a really good deal for Zach Bond, but I don't think it's like crazy, crazy money.
Yeah.
The Saquon money is pretty crazy. I mean, he's now paid a running back top of the market dollars two off seasons in a row. Like, you don't want to really do that with any position, like with quarterback. Like, the whole reason of getting somebody under a contract is you get him at that number, and then that first year they're more than likely overpaid. Obviously Saquon was worth way more than what they paid him, but then that second year, right, like, you hope you get him at a good rate. And I think with Saquon, the organization just decided to essentially like reward him for what he did. And it's their money. You know, Jeffrey is not cheap. So I just don't think it's a smart move. Zach Bond, I think, was a smart move. They needed Zach Bond next year on the defense.
Well, could that Saquon move have helped them sign Zach Bond?
So I don't think so. Because I don't think the Barkley deal opened up any money. Like, it might have opened a million or two of cap space. Like, I don't think there was any cap benefits to that. And I think Zach Bond always wanted to come back, and the Eagles always wanted him. I think the benefit of the Saquon deal would be for players outside the building. Like, if there is a free agent deciding between two teams, I do think there is good PR in having a player look and go, wow, they just paid Saquon a ton of money. Like, there is value to that, but I don't think that impacted Bond.
Well, listen, trading for Myles Garrett, if Max Crosby just got the money that he got.
Yeah, now Max Crosby got $100 million for 3 years, $94 million guaranteed.
I can't imagine what that would look like here.
Yeah.
I would maybe cool it a little on the Myles Garrett talk.
I'm
starting to think that one's not going to happen. I still think the Eagles, ultimately, if I'm Andrew Berry, you will call the Eagles. Like, if you decide to trade Myles Garrett, you will call the Eagles and see what they can do.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you see that contract with what Max Crosby got. Like, that's a big, big time commitment.
Yeah.
So, I think that took a hit today.
So, just to clear up the Saquon thing once, because we still do not know the cap ramifications for this upcoming season. The initial ones were that it could cut his cap hit in half. But you're saying now that you think that is unlikely to be true.
I think that's wrong. It's not unlikely. I think that's wrong. Because the initial number when we were on the air yesterday, someone put out $13.5 million. Like, that wasn't, I don't believe, even his cap hit for this year. So I think his cap hit was around 7 or 8. And just realistically, like, maybe it'll lower. I don't even think it's unlikely it could go up. But the amount of cap space they'll open with the Saquon thing, I would be very surprised if it's, like, a noteworthy amount of money.
So, and the last thing on, I'm sorry, I said that was the last thing on the Saquon thing. But one more thing is that you think this is more of a situation of a cash from the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie saying thank you, essentially, than something that they may hamper them from a cap standpoint moving forward?
Correct. I don't think the Saquon deal will impact other things they can do, if that makes sense. Like, obviously, you're paying cash, clearly, so, you know, that is something. But I think when the details of the Saquon contract come out, you'll probably see they just guaranteed money they were already going to pay him and then guaranteed that third year. So I would even say now, from when we talked yesterday, I wonder of how big of a signing bonus check they even cut. Like, that'll be a key part of it. I don't think Saquon hampers him from doing other things.
So TBD on cap ramifications for these last two deals for this upcoming season. We don't have that info yet.
We don't have it, but yep. I feel like I can make a pretty good guess. I would guess Zach Bond's cap hit is probably going to be around $5 million, maybe 6, maybe 7, but I think it'll be somewhere around there. So as of this morning, I had the Eagles at around $28 million in cap space. I would think Zach Bond cuts roughly 5, you know, 5 or 6 out of that.
Spoken like a true GM.
Yeah, no, I was getting ready to say, listen,
this is why I'm qualified.
We're keeping track of these numbers, and when they come out, I mean, the closer you are to these numbers, the better you are of
exactly
at least convincing us that you could be an actual GM. I like this, what you bring it to the table. I have one more question for you, though.
Appreciate that.
I like what you're
seeing. Two Eagles insiders talking. That's how you know.
Yeah.
So, What are you feeling about the other three guys?
So,
is Becton a chance to come back? Or is, you know, any one of the other two? I think we all agree Sweat is probably gone.
Yeah, so it was funny. I was actually on a Boston radio station today talking about A.J. Brown, funny, and they asked about Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams is gone. I think Milton Williams is going to sign for more money than the Eagles are willing to pay. I think Josh Sweat is gone. I don't even know how interested they would be in bringing him back, to be honest.
Sure.
But, and then I think Mekhi Becton is a true 50-50. I think Becton really wants to come back. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles would sign him at a number that they like. I don't think they're going to go over and beyond to sign
him. Three-year deal?
Yeah. I think it would be more about the average. But, okay. Yeah, I think the Becton thing, I would put it, like, honestly, 50-50. I don't think there's a real read on that either way.
So you were on Boston station. Was it our station or
yes.
Okay,
no,
so
I went on a competing radio.
Well, I don't station. Know. WEI. Yeah, I just yeah. wanted to make sure that it was the right
yes,
one.
Yeah.
So we played audio from Tom Curran from that station earlier, and they seem unsurprisingly focused on AJ given Vrabel's reaction on that very station. I'm curious what they asked you and what your response was overall. Was it do we have a chance? Was it something like that? And what was your response?
So I honestly wonder if there's something they know we don't know, because they seem very convinced that they have a shot at AJ Brown.
See, I bet Vrabel told them.
I personally do not think the Eagles are going to trade AJ Brown. I don't think they want to trade AJ. I really don't think AJ wants to be traded. I would just say the only way I see anything like that happening is if they were to offer an absurd deal. Like if they were to offer, I mean, the fourth pick in the draft, like I think the Eagles would at least consider that. I don't even know if they would do it, but AJ just got paid too. So really AJ doesn't have a ton of contractual incentive to try to leave. If AJ was up for a new deal or was 2 years into his deal, maybe then you could say, like, all right, a second round pick because Eagles don't want to pay him. But I think the Patriots would have to extremely overpay for AJ. And look, if they try, would the Eagles listen to an absurd offer? I'm sure they would listen, but I don't think they will trade AJ.
Yeah, they would certainly have to listen to the number four pick in the draft offer if that were out there.
Yeah, and they would for, honestly, probably every player on the roster besides maybe like Jalen Carter. So
yep.
I don't think that's unique to AJ.
And last thing, Elliot, you know, he
wouldn't be giving up the fourth pick for Jalen Hurts either. What are you talking about?
I mean, I think, well, who do you think they
I'm just saying, what quarterback is in this draft that they would give up Jalen Hurts for?
Well, if you get a quarterback on a rookie contract they really like, I think that's – I mean,
yeah,
I think that's something they would
do. Sanders?
Terrible. All right, who do you think they're more likely to trade for the fourth pick, Jalen Carter or Jalen Hurts?
215.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that poll
yeah,
out. That's
Jalen.
A poll I won't win. Yeah,
yeah, no. And last thing, he has since retracted what people thought it was about. But CJGJ, the other player – now, I'll give you credit on this too. You said that the two players besides Cam Jurgens that the Eagles could extend this offseason are Saquon Barkley and CJ Gardner-Johnson. Now, the other guy who didn't get extended, CJ, had a tweet about something about the feeling not being mutual or whatever, which everyone sort of took as, oh, he got the money and I didn't. Do you still think there's a chance they extend CJ? And if they don't, do you think there's a chance he is grumpy about it leading into camp?
So the tough thing about extending CJ is Reed Blankenship is also on a one-year deal, or I should say 1 year remaining.
Yep.
And it's pretty clear the Eagles don't like extending one guy in a room and not the other guy. So that would be one interesting component to that. I think if either of them gets extended, they'll both get extended. I would be surprised if it's one or the other. As far as the CJ tweets, I agree with you. When I initially saw them, I thought, like, wow, that's definitely what this is about. But apparently Darius Slay said on, I think it was on his podcast today, that he believes the team will be led by Reed Blankenship in the secondary. So you wonder if maybe, yeah. And, you know, there
lead?
Was that stuff. Yeah, like, well, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, that with him gone, he thinks Reed Blankenship will step up and lead the secondary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I just wonder if that's
heady
the slight,
player.
If that's
I
the
love
slight
these
CJ,
guys.
If that's the
so
slight
crazy.
CJ took, especially when, remember, earlier in the year there was that, like,
oh,
mix
yeah.
up
oh,
yeah. about. Yeah. So I
Micah
think that's
Parsons,
probably
yeah.
that's probably what the tweet was about, if I
oh,
guess.
Oh, yeah. Wow. These guys are the best, Elliot. These guys, they just
keep that for the Eagles Insider of the Year too, right there.
That's not insider.
No,
that's
he's got to get credit
research.
For that.
For what? He listened to a podcast?
He's got to get credit for it.
For what?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did he tweet out the link?
Educating the listeners.
Jay. Yep.
And you can listen to more about this on the Go Birds pod tomorrow morning.
There you go.
Dive into it. Yeah.
I'm sure there will be an emergency Go Birds pod about the Zach Bond
about
podcast.
To record it once I get off with you guys.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll tell you, you needed a day like today because Schefter's been kicking your butt.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree, but Schefter doesn't count. I'll be happy if Schefter wins it. I just can't let one of these other beat writers win it.
Oh,
so.
Okay. There you go, yeah.
All right, Elliot. Well, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every day, and you can listen to the new Emergency Zach Bond episode, which will come out right at 6:01 after a certain other show is over. That's when you should listen
exactly
to
exactly right. Yep.
Yep. All right, Elliot. Thanks so much, man.
All right,
talk to you guys soon. See you.
All right. There you go. Well, that is the Slay Slight I hadn't heard of, but that is led by Reed Blankenship. And this is not disrespect to Reed, but Slay saying that after the little dust up they had, at least publicly earlier in the year, is certainly meaningful, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, hell, if whatchamacallit, if CJ GJ took offense to it,
yes,
it means something.
It means something.
If that's now, is Elliot reporting that's what it was? It was over?
No, he's saying that that is his opinion.
Okay, let's make sure of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So before I start running with it.
No. Well,
it makes sense.
It makes sense.
If he's not going to say it's about a team.
And the twin thing makes sense. It's another secondary guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Let's
not go through that.
We were breaking down twin before the show.
Well, I'm just saying, as opposed to Saquon, who's a running back. We thought it was about Saquon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying it more likely that it be about a secondary guy than about Saquon.
Right. I forgot about the whole twin.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Dre in Phoenix, you're on WIP.
I'm on the same page now.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yes, okay. Dre in Phoenix, you're on WIP. What's up, Dre?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Guys, the call in the afternoon. Heck yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
I just had to weigh in on this whole, I was listening to Elliot talk about Saquon. I got to disagree with him. I think it's just like a job, man. When you're doing great on the job, you got to get compensated. You got to feel appreciated.
But not if you're under contract for two more years.
Tell me about it.
I know. Yeah,
here we go.
Now you got him through the 2028. It gets the team, keeps that camaraderie together that Ike was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
It keeps that momentum, that feeling that, okay, I'm buying. Not only are we buying in and chasing championships, but we are a family. You know what I'm saying? That motivates just anybody. It doesn't matter who you are as a person, that motivates you. You know what I'm saying? So I think the whole extension, that's great. Because we wouldn't have won a Super Bowl without him. Let's just be honest.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, I think.
Without question.
Yeah.
To me, Dre, it comes down to, are you okay with, first of all, if it doesn't hurt them from a cap standpoint, I don't care. It's not my money. As far as whether he will live up to that contract, that money, no, probably not. I think if we're just being honest about it, considering his age, his injury history, with the amount of touches he had last year, it's likely he takes some sort of step back next year. But it's hard to be upset about it if it doesn't limit them from signing anybody else, right? Like if it just if it's a thank you, you played great. Here is a token of our gratitude. If like again, it's Jeffrey. That part of it is Jeffrey Lurie's money. The only time that I could get upset as a fan is if it is a bad move from a team construction standpoint. And I think Saquon at this point is not that, right? So, and if we're confident it's not going to hurt him on the cap, then whatever. It's not, again, not my money. All right, Trey. Thank you for the call, man. Scott in King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. So, Spike, I know it's hard when to do these interviews live and ask Trey hard questions, but his favorite Starburst? I mean,
well,
a little bit of fun.
All right. Okay. Scott. No. Hang on. So, Scott, we talked to the guy for, I think, 17 minutes. We asked him about hitting leadoff. We asked him about losing last year. We asked him about his injury. We asked, I actually asked him, are you worried that if you don't win the World Series, they're going to break the team up? And as he's walking out for 8 seconds, because he likes candy, I asked him to rank Starburst flavors. So please tell me what 8 second question you would have fit in there at the end, which I'm not supposed to laugh and have fun with a guy while he's sitting here and donating his time to us.
And you can laugh and have fun, but I guess I was looking for a little more hard hitting questions. I knew that
Scott,
they probably weren't going to come from Jack. I was hoping that maybe
Scott, what hard hitting question could I ask Trey Turner in that last 8 seconds when I asked him about candy?
Not in the last 8 seconds, in the first 17 minutes.
Okay, so what do you want me to ask him?
I would have liked you, and I think the rest of Philly would like to know why Trey Turner is unwilling to move off shortstop despite being asked and hurting the team.
Well, they never asked.
Who asked him?
Who asked him, Scott?
No. You're not allowed to ask. You said despite being asked.
Why am I not allowed to ask? No, Scott.
Hush for a second. You said he hasn't moved to the outfield despite being asked. Who from the Phillies organization asked Trey Turner to move to the outfield?
I hear you there.
I hear you there, but I don't hear you answering.
I am right here.
Here is the third time, Scott. Here is the third time. You said he won't move to the outfield despite being asked. Who from the team asked him to move to the outfield and he said no to?
You could have asked him, why is he not?
I can't move him to the outfield and the team.
You could have asked him other questions.
Scott, no, you're a fool. Here's the problem. I can't convince Trey Turner to move to the outfield. He has already said he's a shortstop. And if the team didn't ask him, what difference does it make if I ask him to move to the outfield? If his response is, well, the team hasn't even asked me to move to the outfield, what is my response there? And if he's already said I'm a shortstop, am I supposed to get in an argument with Trey Turner about whether he should move to the outfield or not?
His offense does not mask his defense, but you know, that's fine.
But that is not the point.
That
is not the point. You want me to get into an argument with Trey Turner about how good he is? Yes, you do.
I just wanted you to ask better questions than that.
Okay, so what else? What else, Scott? What else? What's the other one?
The biggest question is, I would have liked to know, have you been asked to move off short? Do you think you're hurting the team? Are you the fourth
shortstop
fielding?
There you go.
It's about going well. Okay.
No, because Scott, here's the truth.
Shut up.
Here is the truth. The truth is that you're sitting here with a professional baseball player who agreed to come up and have a long conversation with us. With everybody who comes that we do interviews with, I could argue with them. I could tell them what they don't do well, but they're not going to sit here and do it. So the truth is, and thank you for the call, Scott. It was great. The truth is that you have to figure out what this guy's going to talk about, what he's not going to talk about, and how we can productively get good, entertaining answers out of Trey Turner. Trey Turner has repeatedly said, I am a shortstop. If there was a report somewhere that the Phillies went to Trey Turner and said, please move to the outfield, and he said no, then I could ask him, why did you say no? But that didn't happen, right? Like, I can't. Has there ever been a report, Jack, that the Phillies asked Trey Turner to go to the outfield? No. Right? Like, I don't. People want us to.
He's talking about something that fans talk about,
right?
That we may talk about,
right? Yeah. And I don't. I personally understand people want like hard hitting, but you're not going to get the sort of response you want out of that. Right. Like if we go, hey, Trey, why don't you move to the outfield? He doesn't want to play the outfield because he wants to be a shortstop. At this point, they have not asked him to move to the outfield. So I'm so sorry you think Trey Turner is the fourth worst shortstop in baseball. But your problem is actually with Dave Dombrowski, not with Trey Turner, if that is the issue. The answer is, why did you give Trey Turner a $300 million contract to play shortstop, not Trey Turner, who is a shortstop? So.
Well, it's all right. We grilled Bryce.
Yeah, we did.
Got the tough answers from Bryce.
Bryce Harper joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.